tuned for Building Knowledge with Building and Realty Institute host, Jeff Hanley. Mr. Hanley is the Associate Director of BRI. And every Friday morning at 11:30, you'll have the opportunity of learning to build your knowledge about planning, insurance, environmental regulations, and everything you need to know on the local level to build your knowledge. Here now is Jeff Hanley.
Well, good morning and a happy Friday to all. Welcome to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, a radio show of the Building and Realty Institute of Westchester and the Mid-Hudson region, which is also known as the BRI, as well as the Builders Institute. I am Jeff Hanley, the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute and your program host. We thank you for joining us this morning here on 1460 WVOX, as well as worldwide on WVOX.com. We are coming to you live from the WVOX studios in New Rochelle. And again, many thanks for joining us. For first-time listeners, we will explain what the Building and Realty Institute is. Our association is a building, realty, and construction industry membership organization. The Building and Realty Institute is composed of more than 1,800 members in 14 counties of New York State. We are truly a statewide business organization. Those members are involved in virtually every sector of the building, realty, and construction industries. The Building and Realty Institute represents our members and the building, realty, and construction sectors on a 24/7 basis. If you are involved in the building, realty, or construction industries, we are most definitely the membership organization for you and for your business. As I mentioned, we are live, so please feel free to call us at 914-636-0110 with any questions or comments that you may have on today's show. That number again is 914-636-0110. We would be happy to hear from you. Our program this morning will provide a discussion on how to help those with autism when the properties they reside in need restoration services. April is Autism Awareness Month, so we felt the time was right for a program on this topic. Our guest this morning is Lisa Cordasco, the president of the New Crystal Restoration, which is based in Portchester. Lisa is also the chair of the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council of the Building and Realty Institute. The Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council is a component association of the Building and Realty Institute. The association is composed of companies that supply services, materials, and supplies to the building, realty, and construction industries, as well as to the general business community. We will address later in the show why businesses should join the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council. Good morning, Lisa Cordasco. Welcome back to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute here on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. How are you on this Friday morning?
I'm well, Jeff. Good morning to you and to the listeners. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak today about a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I have an adult son with autism, so it is an absolute pleasure in honor of the challenges I face with him to help individuals with autism when a disaster strikes.
Lisa, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning, and we thank you for your participation. Lisa was originally scheduled to join us on April 28th, but a scheduling change involving our show this morning was necessary, and Lisa was nice enough to move her appearance on our program to today. Today's program was originally going to review first quarter real estate sales activities in our region. That topic will now be addressed on our show next Friday. It will feature Leah Caro, a member of the Board of Managers of One Key Multiple Listing Service. Lisa, again, many thanks to you. Let's start the show this way. Please provide us with an overview of the New Crystal Restoration and the services that it provides.
Crystal Restoration was established in 1960. Our company, New Crystal Restoration, is located here in the Hudson Valley region of New York. We hold the distinction of being Westchester County's first and oldest cleaning and restoration company. We're multi-generational. We're family-owned and operated. It established a great opportunity for local companies to have and residents to have someone right here in town that can help them when a disaster strikes. And unfortunately, they do happen very often. So what we do is we help individuals and businesses recover from fires and floods, mold damage and asbestos in their property, by using green, eco-friendly, safe products, which I attribute to the love of my son with autism and understanding that we can provide a powerful, safe, and effective response to cleaning and restoration, and we can do so using products that are not hazardous and cause harm.
Thank you, Lisa. We have some important topics to address, so let's get right to the content of our show. Lisa, please explain what autism is.
Autism is a developmental disorder with symptoms that appear with typically within the first 3 years of life. Its formal diagnosis name is autism spectrum disorder. The word spectrum indicates that autism appears in different forms with varying levels of severity, which means that each individual is unique in their strengths, their symptoms, and their challenges. And that diagnosis is often made by the pediatrician, a neurologist, or a psychiatrist.
There are different types of autism, correct, Lisa?
Well, just briefly stated, it's a spectrum disorder. So that means that it varies in the levels of severity. It's a complex neurological condition, and it is something that it varies greatly from individual to individual. The individual with autism has oftentimes presents with sensitivities, sensory processing issues. Also, lots of individuals, unfortunately, and I've faced this firsthand, have difficulty with sleep, digestive issues. Lots of individuals have comorbid conditions, which they present with anxiety, depression, and attention issues. It is absolutely a challenging condition, but luckily over the last 10 to 20 years, the awareness, the options for treatment, the programs, the schoolings, and the community's willingness and knowledge of the condition has greatly improved and helped individuals tremendously.
Lisa, according to the Centers for Disease Control, autism affects an estimated 1 in 36 children in the United States today. There are many adults who have autism, correct?
Correct. So as I previously stated, I'm a mom, and that gives me an expert from, a maternal side of it. But the professionals will tell you that, unfortunately, the numbers are increasing, and there's a lot of speculation as to why that is. But the individuals are typically diagnosed early, and the condition may improve over time and often does. And sometimes it does not, but this is a lifelong condition unless there's, some amazing things that happen to an individual and they do have some recovery, and that's speculative and the opinion varies greatly on that. But people do take the condition, as my son, into throughout their life and into adulthood, yes.
When a property needs restoration processes, Lisa, what are the steps involved in helping residents who have autism?
When a disaster strikes a property, it's devastating. Whether you have special needs, autism, or you're a typical healthy individual, the challenges with individuals with autism is most of them prefer their routine not to be disrupted. So they like consistency. They like the comforts of predictability. And one of the great challenges is to, which we are able to do, is to make special accommodations so that we can minimize that routine interruption. So, for example, if the individual is younger and has to get off to school, our team can be on site later so that that child is off to school and that that early transition to getting the individual to the school is not interrupted. We can make also special accommodations, which we do, with running machines during hours where the individual is not home, or we can accommodate schedules to the doctor's office, and whatever needs to be done, we make adaptations and accommodations. It's very important that early in the process that there's a support team in place for the individual, because there will be strangers coming into the home, and depending on the individual, sometimes it's a warm greeting and getting them involved in the process. So maybe we're having them flip on the machines and turn them on, or maybe they're wearing headphones because the noise is not going to disrupt them that time, or sometimes it's not involving them at all and being as scarce on site as possible while they're home so it doesn't interrupt them. The other thing is that sometimes if the disaster is substantial and significant and they're going to have to be relocated out of the home, what that looks like, perhaps we need to get the psychologist involved or the person's with autism therapist so they can explain it. Sometimes they might have to have a picture book of we're staying here and this is what the new place where we're going is and what that looks like and what the expectations are of what that will look like. And the idea is that at New Crystal Restoration, because I have the expertise and I know firsthand how to minimize as best as I can the challenges that my son presents with, that we make those special accommodations to manage the challenges that a loved one with autism would have at their site, at school, the doctor's office, or at their home. So I think the focus predominantly has been for us is that we have a knowledge, we have an expertise in the field, and my staff also understands the challenges, and we make special accommodations.
You're listening to Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, a radio show of the Building and Realty Institute of Westchester in the Mid-Hudson region. I am Jeff Hanley, your program host. I am also the Associate Executive Director of the Building and Realty Institute. For information on the BRI, please visit our website at buildersinstitute.org. That address again is buildersinstitute.org. Or you can call our offices at 914-273-0730. That number again is 914-273-0730. Our program this morning is providing a discussion on how to help those with autism when the properties they reside in need restoration services. April is Autism Awareness Month, so we felt the time was right for a program on this topic. Our guest this morning is Lisa Cordasco, the president of the New Crystal Restoration, which is based in Portchester. Lisa is also the chair of the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council of the Building and Realty Institute. The Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council is a component association of the BRI. We will address later in the show why businesses should join the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council. 914-636-0110 is the number to reach us at if you have any questions or comments on the content of this morning's program. That's 914-636-0110. We do have a caller on hold. Good morning, caller. Thank you for calling our program. You have a question for Lisa Cordasco?
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
How are you?
Very good. Just a quick question. If you own a property and you rent it out, and then someone... I don't know how you would is then later, like a young child or something, is then later diagnosed with, you know, being on the autism spectrum. What obligations does the landlord have, if any, to then modify the property or do what might be necessary for the rental to help accommodate that person? That's just one question. And then I had another, but I'd like to hear what you might say to that.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for your question. I think when the parents or whomever is renting the property, what should be done is that they should be mindful of, you know, is this an appropriate location for the individual with autism and special needs, because they know the loved one best, and they know if the setting is in a location where maybe it's less, it's noise free, or that it's not as stimulating.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what I mean is, maybe it's not a common example, but say a couple moves into an apartment or something, and they have a young child, maybe 3, 5, 6 months old, and they rent the apartment. They don't really suspect that the child might have a problem with anything. But then as a little bit of time goes on, then the child is then diagnosed with having an autism symptoms. What then happens? And I don't know if the properties really need a lot of modification for somebody with autism. I've been listening a little bit, but I've been unloading my car of groceries. What obligation does a landlord have if the parent then says, oh, my child has autism and I need X, Y, and Z? I don't know if you can think of anything like that.
Well, there shouldn't. The parent should be mindful that the setting is appropriate for the loved one prior to renting or being in there.
Again, yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. Let's say they move in, they don't know their child has autism.
But there's nothing at the property. Are you saying that there's something that you would have to make a special accommodation?
Well that's what I was just...
If I could interject here, please. Vince, please call me 914-273-0730 at the Building and Realty Institute, 914-273-0730. What we're touching on is an issue that involves housing law, and there are answers, but they are long and drawn out, and we're running a little short on time.
No, okay, well, maybe another day you can let, you know, it's good that I know, but maybe your listeners would like to know as well. But thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Vince. Thank
you.
Have a
good
day. Lisa, is there any kind of training for companies who will be involved in restoration processes that involve building residents with autism?
Jeff, I missed the first part of the question.
That's okay.
Okay.
Sure, of course. Lisa, is there any kind of training for companies who will be involved in restoration processes that involve building residents with autism?
As far as, the scope of restoration services is reactionary, so we respond after the fact. So if a property is built with the intent that it's going to house individuals with special needs and with autism, there would be the regular codes that need to be followed for individuals with special needs and medical conditions and developmental issues. Post building, the property may have some additional challenges because the individuals might be more susceptible to things that other people wouldn't be, but that would really be a unique case-by-case situation. We come in after the impact of a fire, a flood, mold presence or asbestos presence, and again, we would make special accommodations to make sure that the property was restored to pre-damage condition with this special intent of minimizing the disruption for the individuals and using effective, powerful, non-toxic, safe green products so that would be one less obstacle that the individuals with autism would have to encounter.
Lisa, what are the biggest challenges for companies of your type involving restoration processes that are needed in buildings that have residents with autism?
The main focus would be to meet with the decision makers at the site, knowing the specific challenges of the individuals that are residing at the property, whether it's at a school, whether it's at a group home, whether it's the parents with the loved ones residing with them, and to come up with what their special concerns are or needs of the individual, and then to devise a plan that would minimize the disruption to the person with autism's daily routine. People with autism crave and thrive in a structured, predictable, safe environment. So it's very important to have really good communication, and we can make the greatest of plans, and then maybe that individual that day doesn't feel well, has an earache, or is overstimulated by a movie they watched the night before, and then maybe the plan has to change. So there has to be it has to be a team effort, there has to be flexibility, and there has to be a focus on the person-centered challenges being met to the best of our capabilities. Do we succeed 100%? No, but what we do is day in and day out, if we encounter these types of settings and environments with individuals with autism, we do what we can to make a very difficult situation less difficult.
11:53 here on Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Lisa, we have a caller. He is none other than Jim Kaloran of the Fuller Center. Jim, good morning.
Home run, Hanley. I just want to wish you and your great guest happy holidays, Pesach, Easter. And, you know, autism just being the national month, I believe. So I have a friend that, for any listeners, they launched an app called EverydaySpeech.com, which is good for parents, educators, advisors, and kids with autism, EverydaySpeech.com. And it's a very social an app, professional app, that's gone across the world to help kids with autism and educators and parents so they can teach more in a friendly way that's professionally made. So I just commend you, and I've seen some rooms that have been adapted for kids who had autism in different colors or in different types of retrofits. So anyway, keep up the good work, both of you, and you know, it's always great to hear a great guest, and Jeff does a great job. So keep your eye on the ball and keep swinging, both of you.
Jim, thank you so much. Have a great holiday weekend. We appreciate
you
that.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All
it's
right,
11:55. Lisa, we're running out of time, so we will go to the second theme of our program. Lisa, let's move on to the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council of the Building and Realty Institute. Why should a business join the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council?
Joining the membership has been extremely fruitful and rewarding for me personally. I've gotten to meet other local businesses that are in Westchester and beyond that support the growth of all sorts of businesses, and there are meaningful connections made there through networking opportunities and wonderful ways to meet fellow business owners and people that are looking to make a difference in the local community.
BuildersInstitute.org. That's BuildersInstitute.org for further information on the BRI and the Suppliers and Service Providers Advisory Council. Lisa, we have time for one more question. We're at 11:56. Lisa, the new crystal restoration stresses a green approach regarding the processes that it utilizes. Please explain that approach.
Absolutely. The origin of how our family business, which was established in 1960, evolved into a green business in 2008 was based on the fact that I faced a lot of challenges at home with my son being adversely affected by scents and odors, and knowing that we needed to do something each and every day to help our customers, I decided to reinvent the business as a green business. The products we use are powerful, they're safe, they're highly effective, they're mandated at schools and hospitals, they're no more expensive, and it's been a very rewarding evolution of our company to go from the traditional products to something that does what we need to do each and every day, but do so in a safe way.
Are you finding that more building owners and managers are interested in green approaches?
I am, and when they find out that it does what it needs to do and the results are positive and that it's no more expensive, I like to make the analogy that if you could have organic food for the same price as pesticide-laced food, what would you choose? It's a little dramatic on the explanation there, but I think it drives the point home that we can do things in 2023 that are effective, safe, and powerful, and do so in a safe way.
What are the best ways, Lisa, to reach the New Crystal Restoration?
Please visit our website, newcrystalrestoration.com, or visit us on the phone at 914-937-0500. We're here to help you. We're here to provide support. We thank you for 63 years of business in Westchester County, and we wish everyone a happy holiday season.
Lisa Cordascu, thank you so very much for an excellent summary. We wish you and yours a happy holiday weekend, and we will be in touch in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you so much, Lisa. Listeners, thank you for joining us this morning. Please join us next Friday morning for another segment of Building Knowledge with the Building and Realty Institute, beginning at 11:30 a.m. right here on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. This is Jeff Hanley, your program host, saying stay well, stay safe. For further information on the Building and Realty Institute, please visit BuildersInstitute.org. That's BuildersInstitute.org. If you are involved in the building, realty, or construction industries, we are most definitely the membership organization for you and for your business. There are endless networking opportunities for your business. We have more than 65 meetings, seminars, and social events throughout the year. BuildersInstitute.org. That's BuildersInstitute.org, or call us at 914-273-0730. That's 914-273-0730. Have a great holiday weekend, everyone. Stay well.